Lesson 12. Abandon. Abandon. Adversary. Adversary. Baffle. Baffle. Blunder. Blunder. Colossal. Colossal. Detect. Detect. Haul. Haul. Overpower. Overpower. Rejoice. Rejoice. Scoff. Scoff. Sentinel. Sentinel. Siege. Siege. Sinister. Sinister. Victor. Victor. Woe. Woe. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The Trojan Horse. Many captivating tales have come down to us from ancient Greece. They tell of great heroes, of goddesses and gods, and of stirring adventures. One of the best-known stories concerns the Trojan Horse. It began when Helen, wife of the Greek king Menelaus, was kidnapped and taken to the city of Troy. The Greeks assembled a mighty fleet and sailed across the Aegean Sea in pursuit. After landing their army near Troy, they began laying siege to the city, the home of the Trojans. Although many battles were fought outside the city's thick high walls, the Trojans kept their adversaries at bay, so the Greeks were unable to force their way inside. The war dragged on for 10 long years. Then one day, the Trojan sentinels saw the Greeks sail away. Further investigation revealed that the Greeks had abandoned their camp. The delighted Trojans at once declared the war over and themselves victorious. One thing baffled them, though. The Greeks had left behind an enormous wooden horse. What was it for? The Trojans finally decided that their enemies had left it as a gift to the gods. Cassandra, a member of the Trojan royal family, warned the citizens of Troy that the wooden horse was a trick intended to bring about the destruction of their city. The Trojans, however, scoffed at her warning. They saw nothing sinister in the gift left by the Greeks, and they joyfully hauled the wooden horse through the gates and into the city. It could not have been otherwise. Some years before, Apollo, one of the gods of Mount Olympus, had fallen in love with Cassandra and had given her the ability to predict the future. But when she failed to return his love, Apollo spitefully declared that when she made a prediction, no one would believe her. The people of Troy rejoiced far into the night. They were too busy enjoying themselves to pay close attention to the colossal wooden horse in their midst. They failed to examine it closely enough to detect the heavily armed Greek soldiers huddled inside, waiting for the right moment. At last, the celebrations came to an end as the Trojans grew sleepy and one by one began to slumber. A stillness fell over the city. All seemed tranquil within Troy's walls. Then, a concealed hatch in the wooden horse opened, and the Greek soldiers emerged, dropping silently to the ground. They quickly overpowered the Trojan guards and opened the city gates to admit the rest of the Greek soldiers, who had only pretended to sail away and were now hiding outside. The Trojans paid a terrible price for their blunder. Their city was destroyed, and many of its people perished. The rest of the woeful inhabitants, including Cassandra, were taken into captivity. As for Helen, according to the most popular version of the story, she returned to Greece with Menelaus, and they lived happily ever after.